Jim Acosta still works for CNN, and the president still calls on him, so there is all of that still right with the world. This is Jim Acosta accosting the president. His last name is now a verb for some of us. He was asking a question. He said, look, we've got fewer illegal crossings, and crime is down on some border cities, and he was pointing to some government statistics. So where do your statistics come from, Mr. President? And the president said,
you're fake news. You have an agenda. The numbers that you gave are wrong. Take a look at our federal prison population. See how many of them, percentage-wise, are illegal aliens. Just see. Go ahead and see. It's a fake question. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to follow up on that, unifying crime reporting statistics, numbers from your own Border Patrol, numbers from this government, show that the amount of illegal immigrants are down. There is not violence on the border. And that
there's
most
not violence on the
there's
border?
Not as much violence
as
let me finish the
killed.
Question, please. Let me finish the question.
2 weeks
please.
Ago, 26 people were killed in a gunfight on the border.
I understand what you're saying.
A mile away from where I went.
I was there. I understand. That's not the question. The question is,
do we forget about that?
No, I'm not forgetting about it. I'm asking you to clarify where you get your numbers, because most of the DEA crimes reporting statistics that we see show that drugs are coming across at the ports of entry, that illegal immigration is down, and the violence is down. Okay. So what do you base your facts on?
Come on, let's go.
Secondly, you get one.
Well, the ready?
Second
Just
question
sit down.
Is...
Wait, sit down. Sit down.
Could you please
sit
answer?
Sit down. You get one question. I get my numbers from a lot of sources, like Homeland Security, primarily, and the numbers that I have from Homeland Security are a disaster. And it's unnecessary.
So your own government stats are wrong, are you saying?
No. I use many stats.
Could you share those stats with us?
Let me tell you. You have stats that are far worse than the ones that I use. But I use many stats. But I also use Homeland Security. All right, next
question. Wait a minute. Just a quick follow-up.
Go, please.
So then he moved on to some other questions. The next question was about China. We did look it up, and the president sure did sound right, that the percentage of, what was it, people that are in prison, if you look up what percentage of them that are in federal custody are illegal aliens, depending on the statistics you look at, it's 20% or 66%. Of the 38,132 known or suspected aliens that are in custody, approximately 66% were unlawfully present in the United States. Of the 38,000 known or suspected aliens in custody, 66% were unlawfully present in the United States. That supports, it sounds like, what the president was saying. Andy Fields has been following this story from ABC, and not just from that perspective, but in fact, can the president declare a national emergency and do so just to expedite the process? Andy, you're on WGN. Hi.
Well, thank you for having me. That is the question that's going to be decided in the courts and in Congress. It's pretty clear in the Constitution, the one the president took an oath to uphold, that it is Congress that controls the purse strings for spending. They decide what gets spent and where it gets spent, and the president can either sign the bill or reject the bill. In this case, he signed the bill, and they gave him, almost $1.4 billion for a border wall, and then the president said, well, that's not enough. I'm going to declare a national emergency. The thing that may trip up the president, and this is where these legal challenges in California, California's already going to court right now to file one, and there are many more to come. He said he was successful in getting $1.4 billion when he said Nancy Pelosi said he wouldn't even get a dollar. He says, quote, so I was successful in that sense, but I want to do it faster. I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster. That line, I didn't need to do this, I guarantee you will be in every person's brief that challenges us in court right now, saying, if you didn't need to do this, why is it a national emergency?
I'm just processing what you just said. It seems to me like his point is, it is a national emergency. There's two ways for me to do it. He's saying that... Back that up for me again, Andy.
You want me to read you the line again? He said, I was successful in getting the $1.4 billion from Congress when
right.
Nancy Pelosi said she wouldn't give me a buck. And then this is word for word his quote, but I wanted to do it faster. I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster. That doesn't sound like an emergency, I'm certain that people filing court filings against him will use this as Exhibit 1, saying, where's the emergency, Mr. President, when you said you didn't need to do this?
Is there a definition of emergency here? I mean, how does that define?
Well, it's the bill was passed back in 1976, so it's more than 40 years old, and it's been used for a number of issues, everything from 9/11 to other issues here, and they are used it for, I think, even a swine flu outbreak, and so that is a president's prerogative. And most of those emergencies didn't involve spending federal funds or redirecting federal funds from other agencies. This is a first, I'm pretty sure, in terms of the president saying, I'm going to just take money from other places that Congress said they're going to put it and then use it somewhere else.
He imagined it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Will it go quickly, do you suppose? Will we have, I mean, if it's an emergency, let's get a decision on this quickly. I assume he'd like this done ASAP.
I think that's up to the courts. We've seen in the past, he said it was an emergency, the thing that he originally called a Muslim ban, and then it was a foreign travel ban. And that worked its way over the courts over the course of a year, so that wasn't fast. I'm not quite sure how they expedite this and make it any faster.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm holding out that the president has a point here, and if it really is an emergency, then this isn't the sort of thing you should wait a year for or months for. If we have a crisis at the border, then let's get going here. Come on.
Listen, you know, you're absolutely right, and I think the other side is going to argue that, saying, you've been saying it's a crisis for 2 years since you've been in the office. Why didn't you declare it earlier?
How quickly did the Al Gore-Bush election go to the Supreme Court? It happened lickety-split.
Well, I think that was a different situation in that there is a constitutional path that you say you have an election on this day and the swearing-in is on that day, and there was only, I think, a month and a half or 2 months between those two things, which is why it did very quickly go to the Supreme Court. In this case, the president has been saying this is a terrible problem, I want money for the wall. He even blamed, he didn't call him out by name, but he basically blamed the past House Speaker, a member of his own party, for not getting this thing passed when the Republicans held the House and Senate in control of those things. And so I really think, and we've talked to a number of constitutional scholars and people on Capitol Hill who say it doesn't seem clear that the president's going to win this in court because he hasn't acted like this has been an emergency. And if he could declare an emergency, why didn't he do it earlier?
Andy Field from ABC News. Thanks for your time, Andy. We always appreciate your working for us and giving us what you know. I'm glad you could come on.
Thank you so much. Take care.
That's Andy Field from ABC in Washington.